Good morning, and the Gemara now has gotten into the subject of the mitzvah not to delay wages, not to hold back the wages and to pay on time. And as we'll see in today's daf, there are actually multiple averos entailed in not paying wages. So let's start on the bottom of Kuf Yud Amud Beis. We learned it yesterday. Let's go back to it. Second to the last line, Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a brisa. Ha'omer lechavero, if somebody tells his friend, say, schorli po'alim, you go hire workers for me, and the guy doesn't pay on time. Shneim ein over mishum bal talin, both the person who sent the man and the messenger who was sent to do the hiring do not violate the prohibition of bal talin. Zeh lefish lo sachra. The man who told him to go hire, he didn't do the actual hiring. It's not called sachir. It's not called schiro. The zeh, whereas the one who did the hiring, the fish ain't pulaso etzlo, because that man's not working for him. He's working for the other man. So the Gemara says, hey, chidami, what do you mean he's not working for him? If the messenger said to the people when he hired them, schar chamolai, your wages are on me, then scharo alavu, then it is his employee. He's responsible. So if he's responsible, he's the one who should be violating if they don't get paid on time. The tani's who went in a brisa, so chresa poela so spishalo. Let's say I hired someone to work for me, but vehero bishal chavero, and in the end I put him into my friend's field to work it. No sin lo scharo mishal, since I promised to pay him, I need to pay him whatever I promised. But I didn't get the benefit. Somebody else got the benefit. That guy who got a benefit owes me the money for the benefit that he got. And I go back to that person, I get from him whatever the benefit that guy got from the worker that I got involved. So you see that I need to pay him even though he didn't do the work for me. I didn't get the benefit, but I promised to pay him. So if a messenger goes out and says, your work is on me, he's promising to pay, he would have to pay. So he's the employer. If he's the employer, he could be violating Baal Talit. Answer the Gemara, Lo Tzricha, what's the case? Ta'amar Luhu, where the messenger said, Schar Chamal Baal Abayis. He said, I'm hiring you, but it's Yaakov who has to pay you. So since he said it's Yaakov who has to pay you, they're not his employees. So that's where there's no Baal Talin. The Baal Abayis doesn't have Baal Talin because he didn't do the hiring. The one who did the hiring doesn't have Baal Talin because he said, you're not really working for me, you're working for Yaakov, and Yaakov's going to have to pay you. In that way, they get away from Baal Talin, the possibility of violating it by not paying on time. And that's, in fact, what rabbis used to do. Merei Mar Mar Zutri, Agila Adadi. Merei Mar Mar Zutri used to hire for each other. When one of them needed workers, the other one would say, okay, I'll go hire for you. You'd go out and say, okay, would you work for Merei Mar? I'm hiring for Merei Mar. But Merei Mar never said anything. So Merei Mar had to pay, but Merei Mar never said anything. So Merei Mar wasn't in the violation of Baal Talin, but neither was Mar Zutri in the violation of Baal Talin, because he said, you're not working for me, you're working for Merei Mar.
Sorry, so who actually had the money?
The owner. The one who's sending. The last thing we were saying, Merema. Merema's going to pay the money.
Like they're using a recruiter.
Exactly, they use a recruiter.
So that's that kind of a workaround. The rabbis, I'm surprised the rabbis don't frown on it.
Nope, it works. It works. It fits into the psukim.
This
is what works. I'm a Rabbi Baravuna. Rabbi Baravuna said, Hani Shuka de Surai, these guys who are sitting in the market of Surah, they don't have the money right away to pay the employees.
Baal Talin is only paying late.
That's right.
You still have to pay the person.
Exactly. You have to pay, but they're not in violation for not having paid right away.
In the meantime, he creates a lot of anti-Semite. I've seen it with my own eyes.
If a Jew doesn't pay on time.
Yeah, right. You have no idea, Rabbi. I've seen it, and it's so disgustingly disgusting. Okay?
there are two violations, though, right? We discussed at the beginning of the Gemara, there's two violations. There's the first violation, we don't pay them on that day.
That's right. And then Baal Tashe, don't wait with it.
But there's a second violation for later. So do they violate the first prohibition?
Sounds like neither. No, in this way, they avoided both. But now another point, which is actually something that I think Avriel brought it up yesterday. What happens if everybody knows that I'm not going to be paid on time? Right? So I do the work, but I know that he doesn't have money right away. He's only going to have money later. I don't know. We're making things. He's only going to I made for him a table. He's only going to have money once he sells the table, which is going to be when it's the market day, which is in 2 weeks from now. So Rabbi Rav Huna said, Hani, these people who have stores of Shukai, the Surah, in the market of Surah, where clearly they don't have money when they have the employees doing the work. So lo avri mishum bal talin. And they don't violate bal talin in paying late. Because may the yadi, all the workers know when they're hired to, let's say, make the tables or the chairs or to manufacture the goods. Dal yom deshuka samchi, that everybody's waiting for when they're going to sell the stuff. And then the store owner will have the money to pay them. So since they knew that, getting involved, it's as if there was a condition. It's like selling somebody. You know, work for me, but I'm not going to pay you at the end of the day. I'll pay you 3 weeks from now when I sell the thing that you made. That's fine. Avam Mishum Bal Tashi. But nevertheless, even though they're not violating Bal Talin, if the day of the market comes and they actually sell the things and they don't pay right away, they wait, then they're violating Bal Tashi. Then they're violating that second prohibition of don't delay. It's not the prohibition of don't sleep on it. Because they could sleep on it, because they knew it was going to be a week later. But once that week later came, then you have the other prohibition of Bal Tashe. Once you're obligated, you can't delay paying up the obligation. So once they had the money and everybody now is expecting to get paid and he still doesn't pay right away, so then he's violating Bal Tashe. Oh, you can always follow Minhag HaMedina. That's always the case.
So we can wait yes. for Thursday.
If that's Minhag HaMedina, that's the practice of the place.
We're not being aware.
Nope. If whatever Minhag HaMedina is, that's what everybody knows they're getting involved with. So now the Mishnah said a strange thing. It said, Sachir Shaos. If a man was hired for several hours, so he finishes his job in the middle of the day or the night. So Gova Kol HaLaila. The kalayom, so he can collect the entire night, as well as the entire day. That's what the Mishnah said. So Amar Rav, Rav explained like this: Sachir shows to yom if he was working for a few hours during the day, gove kalayom, then he can collect any time that day. So let's say he was working from 9 to 12, so at 12 o'clock. So now he can start collecting because he's finished with the job. And if he wasn't paid by the time the sun sets, by 5 o'clock, so the employer has violated the law of Lo Tavo Olav HaShemesh. Sachir Shos Delilah, but if he was working for a few hours in the night, from 9 at night till 12 o'clock at night, Gova Kol HaLailah, he should be paid any time that night. And in the morning, if the employer hasn't paid him, he violated Bal Talin. Don't sleep with the wages. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said it really depends. Sachir shows the yom, if he was working a few hours during the day, you're right. Gova kol hayom, he should be paid that day. And if he's not paid that day, there is a violation of the employer. Sachir shows to Laila, but if he was hired for a few hours during the night, Gova kol halailah, he can be paid any time that night, plus kol hayom. And the following daylight period. Why? Because we know in general, Yom Holech Achar Alayla, the day follows the night. We say, Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Voker, Yom Echad. It was evening, it was day, one day. Shabbos begins with Friday night. And Shabbos day is a continuation of Friday night. So if he was working at night, so if he's working 3 hours of the night, the employer has that day to pay him. So he can pay him. You know, the rest of the night, the other 9 hours of the night, or the 12 hours of the day.
But Rabbi, it all has to do with the initial negotiations, whatever the agreement.
That's also true, correct? Okay.
Because sometimes, you know, the guy wants to pay once every week.
That's right.
It has to do with that, right?
Correct. So the Gemara challenges Rav. Rav says that a worker for a few hours during the night has to be paid that night. Or if you ask through the day, has to be paid that day. Shmuel says if it's through the night, he can be paid that night plus the next day. Only the next sundown is when there's the violation. But tonight we have our Mishnah, Sachir Shos, a guy hired for a few hours. Gova Kolalaila, he can get paid anytime during the night, V'cholayom, and the next day. So Tiyufta de Rav, that's against Rav, because according to Rav, you never have someone who can collect the rest of the night, both the night and during the day. It's either during the day or it's during the night. Amalach HaRav, Rav will tell you, L'tzadim Katani, the Mishnah didn't mean what it said. The Mishnah is really referring to two different cases. It's saying like this, Sachir Shos Tiyom, the Mishnah is saying if he was hired for a few hours during the day, from let's say 1 in the afternoon to 3 in the afternoon, come 3 in the afternoon, he should get paid any time from 3 till sundown till 6 p.m. Sachir Shos Tiyom, Gova Kolayom, he collects that day. And if the sun set, there's a violation. Sachir Shos Delilah, and then it means to say, but if he was hired for a few hours during the night, Gova Kol HaLaila, he should be collecting that night. He should be paid that night. Not that if he's working during the night, he could be paid that night and the next day. No, just being paid that night. But Tznan, listen, ask the Gemara a question on Rav. We learned in our Mishnah. Haya Sachir Shabbos, a man who was hired to work for a week. Or Schir Chodesh, hired to work for a month. Or Schir Shana, hired to work for a year. Or Schir Shavuar, hired to work for a septet for 7 years. And Yotze Bayom, and he's finishing his job in the middle of the day. He finishes the month, let's say at 11 o'clock in the morning. Then Gove Kolayom, that he can be paid any time that day. Yotze Balayla, if he finished the 7 years of work at 7 p.m. at night after sundown, Gova Kol HaLayla V'Chol HaYom, he can be paid any time during that night and any time during the following day until sundown. And if he wasn't paid in all of that period, then the employer is in violation. So you see that if you finish at night, you can get paid the night and the next day. It's not that you only have that night to be paid before the violation is triggered. You see, Rav is wrong and Shmuel is right. Amlucha Rav, Rav will answer, you're right. I'm not saying everyone agrees to me. Tanaihi, this topic was an argument amongst the Tanaim. The Tanya learned in a Brisa, Sachir Shos Diyom, a man hired for a few hours during the day. Then when he finishes his job, Gova Kol HaYom, he collects his wages anytime that day. Once it's sundown and he wasn't paid, the employer is in violation. Sachir Shos Delilah, if he was hired for a few hours during the night, once he finishes his work, go the Kol HaLaylah, he can collect wages the whole night. Divrei Reb Yehuda, that's the view of Reb Yehuda. So Rav says, I'm like Reb Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says like me. Rav Yehuda says that if he's working a few hours during the night, he gets paid the whole night, but come sunbreak, come the morning, that if he wasn't paid yet, if the employer refused to pay him by then, so now there's a violation. Rabbi Shimon says there's a difference. Since the day follows the night, so Sachir Shos Tiyom Gova Kol HaYom, was hired for a few hours of the day, and he did his work in the 2 hours of the day, and now the work's done, he should be paid that day, can collect that day. Sachir Shos Delilah, but if he's hired for a few hours of the night, once he finishes his job during the night, go v'kol HaLaylah v'chol HaYom, he can be paid any time that night, plus any time the next daylight period. And that's the view of Rabbi Shimon, and that's what our Mishnah is following. But Rav says, I don't agree. I agree with Rav Yehuda. Yeah.
Sorry. If you have weekly workers, on Sundays you ask them once in a blue moon to come in, do you have to go to work that Sunday to pay them before sunset, or can you put it on the payroll in the week?
No, I think it's part of the weekly job.
No, but it's not every week, so it's...
But they know that when they work for you, they're working for the week. They're getting paid on a weekly basis.
And does this apply, it doesn't matter, it's not relevant whether you're Jewish or not a worker, right?
It is, we're going to see. That's the rest of the daf. We'll see, it is relevant. It is relevant. The Gemara seems to say that it only applies to Jews or Gerei Toshav, non-Jews who keep, ethical law. But the Rambam says it applies to full-fledged non-Jews too. All right, Mikan Amru, from here they said, very important law to pay workers on time, to confirm what Baruch said. Kol HaKovesh Shchar Sachir, any person who doesn't pay the hired man, over b'chamisha shemos halalu, he violates five lavin, five prohibitions, plus he's neglecting to fulfill a mitzvah saseh, so six averos. Mishum, number one, bal tashok esreyacha, that's one. Number two, mishum bal tigzol, that's two. Mishum bal ta'ashok, another pasuk, bal ta'ashok, sachir ani ve'evyon. Mishum bal talin, mishum biyomo titein scharo, and the asay, and mishum lo tavo olav ha-shemesh. Biyomo titein scharo is the asay, and lo tavo olav ha-shemesh. So the Gemara says, 1 second, how could one not paying of a worker be all these prohibitions? Some of these psukim are about the day, others are about night. Pasuk says, "Lo tavo alav hashemesh." Don't let the sun rise on him. Yomo titein scharo, give him his wage that day. Meaning, don't let the sun set on him. Bal talin, don't sleep on it. These are all different. Lo tavo alav hashemesh means don't let the sun set on him. These are different prohibitions, right? Things, a guy working by day is different than a guy working by night. So the prohibition of day is not the same as the prohibition of night. So Rav Chizda said, I'm not saying that when you don't pay a worker, you get six averos. It's saying the concept of paying workers has six averos with it. Shem schirus bi'alma. The concept of paying a worker has six averos. There can be an avero of not paying him this night or not paying him this day. These are two different averos. One's a day worker, one's a night worker. But the point is that there are psukim. Six times Hashem stressed this, that a worker should be paid when he finishes his job and don't delay the payment to the worker.
So there is no difference between probation of day or probation of night. It's correct. The same. Worker is worker, right?
A worker is a worker, that's right. Well, there could be a the difference in terms of how long the employer has to pay him. According to Shmuel, following the view of Rabbi Shimon, if the guy worked a couple of hours during the day, then the employer only has the rest of the day to pay him. But if he worked a couple of hours during the night, he has the rest of the night plus the following day. Because the day is part of the night. Asks the Gemara, Ezehu Oshek. The Torah says, Baal Ta'ashok. We just said that's one of the averos that could be triggered with a worker. What's the definition of Oshek? How is Oshek different than Geza? Ezehu Oshek, Ezehu Geza. So Amar Rav Chizda said like this. If you tell the worker, if the employer tells the worker, Lech V'shov, Lech V'shov. Don't come. You want it now, I don't have it, I'm not going to pay you now, come back a little bit later. He comes back a little bit later, he says, all right, come back a little bit later. So he's intending to pay, but he's saying, just not right now. Zeu Oshek, that's violating Oshek. But if he says to the worker, you know what, I'm Donald Trump, Yesh l'cha biyadi, I know I owe you the money, but I've decided I'm not paying you as much, you're going to take a haircut, and he knows him l'cha, I'm not giving you what I owe you, Zeu Gezel, that's theft. That's theft. He's not planning to pay eventually. He's just renegotiating. That's theft. After the fact. That's theft. That's gezel.
But if the vendor is satisfied with that because he's getting future business, why is it gezel if he's completely satisfied?
It is gezel. You agreed.
It's gezel. He agreed one thing. Now he's taking away money on condition of something else.
He wants work from you. He has a choice.
A lot of these vendors, you know. These vendors are small people, right? I mean, they have a hard time. Maskifla Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes challenged this definition of Rav Chizda. Ezehu Oshek Shechival of Torah Karban. We learned in a Braisa. What is the definition of Oshek? Where the Torah says that there has to be a Karban for a man who was Oshek Apikadon. The Torah says, "V'chicheish ba'miso b'pikadon." He will deny his friend the deposit he was supposed to watch him. Oh, oshek es amiso, or he did oshek to his friend, and he swore falsely, and it turns out it was a false oath. He has to bring a carbon asham. So it means Oshek is dumya the pikadon. It's like a case of denying a deposit that he's supposed to watch. The kakafra lebi b'mone, that he is denying the money. So that's not like what you just said. You just said, Rav Chisda said that in Oshek he's admitting to the money. He's just delaying the payment. El Amar Rav Shesha, Rav Shesha suggested, what's the difference between Oshek and Gezel? If he says, Nasativ lach, I already paid you. That's Oshek. If he says, Yesh lecha biyadi v'eni nosin lecha, I know I owe it to you, but I'm not giving it to you. Zehu Gezel. Maskefla Abayis. Abayis challenged that definition. We learned in Ebraisa, Zehu Gezel shechival of Torah Karban. The same way there's a carbon for a guy who swears falsely about a pikadon, there's a carbon for a person who swore falsely about Gezel. The Pasuk said they're Gezel too. And that's like Dumit the pikadon being. It has to be like pikadon, the kakafale mamone, where he's denying him his money. So according to Rav Sheshes, that a man who says, I owe you the money, but I'm not giving it to you, is Gezel. I understand, it's not like pikadon. Elam Rabayis, Rabayis, like this. If the employer says, Lo schartich me'olam, I never hired you. Zehu Oshek, that's Oshek. If he says, Nasativ lach, I've already paid you. Zehu Gezel, that's Gezel. So Gemara asks the Rav Sheshes, according to Rav Sheshes, Maishna Oshek to Kashile, why did he have a problem that Oshek can't mean just delaying to pay, because Oshek has to be like denying a pikadon, denying a deposit. Maishna Gezel to Lokashile. Why didn't he have the same problem that how could theft mean that he's telling the guy that I'm not giving to you? The theft should be like pikadon where he's denying it. So Amlacha, so Rav Sheshes tells you, Gezel, it wasn't such a problem for him. Because Gezel de Gazle. Vahadar Kafre. Because he thought when the Torah says there's this law of having to bring a carbon asham for a false oath about a Gezel, is a case where first it was Gezel. He said, yes, I owe it to you, but I'm not giving it to you. And then he denied it. He said, you know what? I don't have it. I never had it. So there was a later denial with the false oath. Yachi, if that's the case, afilu oshek nami. So why do you have to redefine what oshek means? Say oshek means just that he's delaying payment, not that he's denying that he owes. And that's what he initially said. And hadar kafi, and later he denied that he even owes. So Gemara says, no, hachi hashi, you can't compare that. Bishlama hasav, in regards to theft, ksiv o begeza, or in regards to theft. Mechlal then implied, to odile meikara, that now he's denying. Initially he had admitted, aval gabe oshek, but in regards to oshek, miksiv o ba oshek, does it say, or in oshek? O ashak siv, it says, or ashak, sha ashko kfar. It sounds like he already had done the oshek, not o gezel, o big gezel, not in a theft, o ashak, he had already done an ashak. Rava Amar, Rava said a different answer. You don't have to distinguish what oshek is from gezel. You don't have to say oshek is delaying and gezel is denying, or oshek is denying because he claimed he already did it and gezel is to claim it never happened. You don't have to give these definitions. Rava said zeh oshek zeh gezel. It's the same thing. Lama chilkan akasav. Why does the Torah mention them separately? Lavrol of bishnei lavin, to say that if a guy doesn't pay his employee, he violates both oshek and gezel, to give him two prohibitions to make it a more severe matter.
So delaying is equal to not paying.
That's oshek, yeah.
That's
oshek, yeah. That's right. Says the Mishnah, when we have this law that you have to pay an employee on time, it's true about any type of employee. Echad schar adam, whether you hire a man, echad schar behem, or if you hired an animal. You hired an animal from a friend and you don't pay for the animal that you used. Echad schar kelim, or if you hire utensils. Yeshbo, and all of these things we have, mishum biyomo titin scharo, the obligation to pay the wage on the right day. And we also has with it the prohibition of don't wait with the wage of the employee until morning. A masai, now when does one violate these prohibitions? Bizman shetavo, if the employee asked for the wages, and I, the employer, chas v'shalom, don't pay him. But lo tavo, but if he never asked for the wages, ain't over all of, then the balabayas is not in a violation yet. Himchal eitzel chenveni o eitzel shunchani. Let's say the employer took him to the storekeeper. Right, the employee was working for me. I took him to the store or to the money changer, and I say to the storekeeper, give him food, I'll pay it. So give him food or give him money, I'll reimburse you. And overall, even though he doesn't accept that food or he doesn't accept those coins, I'm no longer in violation of not having paid him on time because I offered it to him. Sachir bismano, let's say a hired man, an employee, demands from the employer to get the wages. It's before the end of the time. And I claim I already paid him. Strange, right? We're both claiming that it all happened early. So Nishba, he swears that he didn't get it yet. Venotel, and I need to pay him. However, Avarzmano, he worked for me 2 weeks ago, and he hasn't come to demand payment. And now he's demanding payment. And I'm saying that no, I already paid. Eino Nishba Venotel. He's not entitled to swear and collect. But if there are witnesses, Shetavo, that he had demanded payment earlier, and now he's coming 2 weeks later, Areza Nishba, he just swears that he wasn't paid, Venotel, and he collects.
So if I don't claim my payment at the proper time, the guy doesn't owe me any money?
Not that he doesn't owe me, but if he claims he paid, you can't swear and collect. That's
so
not enough.
One collect in that situation?
You have to bring proof. Bring proof. Ker Toshav, this gets to Rachamim's question. What happens if the employee is not a Jew? He is a guy, but he's a somewhat of a good guy. He doesn't worship idols. Yesh b'mishum b'yom motitein scharo. Then I have the law that I need to pay him on time. I need to pay him on time on his day. But ein b'mishum lo talin pulasachir yitchad boker. But if he was working for me during the night, then I wouldn't have the law that I can't keep his wages sleeping with me till the morning. I wouldn't have the law that he has to be paid before the sun rises.
Does this include Christians?
I don't think a Christian would be a Ger Toshav, no.
No? Even though there's no idols, even though there's typically the same Hashem?
So I think that our general perspective on Christians is that it may not be idolatry for them, but it would be idolatry for us. So we don't treat them as Ger Toshav. But, as I mentioned earlier, the Rambam extends it beyond Ger Toshav. The Rambam says it applies to all Akum, to all non-Jews. All right, says the Gemara, Mani Mas Nisin, who is our Mishnah? Lo Tana Kama Demei Achicha. It's not the Tana Kama of the Braisa that has the word Mei Achicha. Talking about the Pasuk Lo Sashok. Mei Achicha. The Lord Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, nor is it the view of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Mahi, where is this argument that Tani went in a Braisa? The Pasuk says, Lo Sashok, Sachir Aniva Evyon. Do not deny the wage of a poor man, me'achicha, of your brethren, o migercha, or of your converts, asher ba'artzecha, that are in your land, bisharecha, in your gates. This is a pasuk in the book of Dvarim. There are two places where the Torah talks about paying workers on time, in Dvarim and in Vayikra. This is in Dvarim. So me'achicha, from your brother, prat lacher, that means a non-Jew, you don't have to pay right away. Gercha, or a stranger, or a convert, a ger tzedek, that's a ger tzedek, b'sharecha, but in your gates, It's even ochel nevelos, even if he eats non-kosher, he's a non-Jew, but he accepted not to worship idols. He's a ger toshav. So still I only know that if you hire a man, you have to pay him on time. How do I know that if you hire animals or utensils or machines, you have to pay it on time? Tamaloma, that's what the pasuk says, Bar Tzecha, what's in your land? Kol Shebar Tzecha, whatever's in your land is included. The Kulan, now in all of these cases, if I didn't pay a Jew or a convert or a Ger Toshav, or I didn't pay for the animal or the utensil, Ovim B'chala Shemas Halalu, could be multiple Averos. It could be three or four Averos, as we saw earlier. There's six Averos in regards to not paying a worker on time. From here they said, Echad Sachar Adam, Echad Sachar Behemah, Echad Sachar Kelim, whether it's hiring a man or an animal or utensils, Yesh B'mishum B'yomo Titein Scharo. Then you have the law, give him his wage that day. Yesh B'mishum Bal Talin Pula Sachir. And you have the law as well of don't sleep with his work. In other words, if he was hired for the day, you have to make sure he gets paid that day and don't sleep with his wages.
Right, Yossi, if you...
Yeah, that's a big problem. I didn't see answers for it, but I saw that. I was just looking before the learning that Rambam extends it. Rambam was the biggest. Yeah, good point. Maybe Kiddush Hashem. That's right. Who knows? Rabbi Yehuda says, Ger Toshav, Yesh Bo Mishum Yomo Titein Scharo. Ger Toshav, there's the Pasuk of Biyomo Titein Scharo. Pay him his wage that day. And the Pasuk of Baltashok. But Ein Bo Mishum Lo Talent. Doesn't have the law of Baal Talent. Bema V'Kalim. But the Adam Baal Talent is referring to a guy who was hired by the day. So there is no law that he has to be paid that day. If he was hired for the night, he has to be paid during the night. Bema V'Kalim. Ein Bam Ela Mishum Baal Tashok Pilvad. Bema and Kalim only have the prohibition of Baal Tashok. So now, Mani, who's our Mishnah? Itana Kama of this price of Me'achicha, Kasha Ger Toshav. What about Ger Toshav? The Tana Kama says Ger Toshav has all these Isurim, even Baal Talit. If it's Reb Yossi, what about Behemah V'Kalim? Because Reb Yossi holds that the animals don't even have Baal Talit. They only have Baal Tashok, and our Mishnah says they have all these Isurim. So my Rava said, Hi Tana, the Tana of our Mishnah is Tana to bear Reb Yishmael. It's a Tana from the Yeshiva of Reb Yishmael. The Tana of the Beir of Yishmael, Echad Sachar Adam, Echad Sachar Behemoth, Echad Sachar Kalim, whether it was hiring a man or an animal or utensils, Yesh B'mishum B'yomo Titein Scharo, then the prohibition of B'yomo Titein Scharo applies. I'm sorry, the law of B'yomo Titein Scharo, the essay applies, and Baal Talon applies. Ger Toshav has B'yomo Titein Scharo, but it doesn't have the law of Baal Talon. Now let's go through these different opinions. My time in the Tanakama, the Me'achicha. What's the reasoning of this Tanakama? So the answer is Gamar Sachir Sachir. He has a Gzeira Shava. The Pasuk says Lo Sashok Sachir in Dvarim. And in Vayikra it says Lo Salin Pula Sachir. So whatever we have in Dvarim, we now have in Vayikra. So therefore all the prohibitions apply to a Ger Toshav. Rabbi Yos, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Lo Gamar Sachir Sachir. He doesn't have that Gzeira Shava. So if he does, okay, so now you know why there's no Baal Talon for a Ger Toshav, because Baal Talon is in Vayikra, and Ger Toshav was included in the Psukim in Devar, okay? But Behema V'Kalim, Mishum B'yomotit in Scharo Nami Nechayev. But if you hired an animal or utensils, there should be B'yomotit in Scharo. The Pasuk says, Biyomoti Tein Scharo, give him his wage on his day. Don't have the sun rise for him. Ki anihu, because he is a poor man. So me shein boinly danius vashirus. This Pasuk only applies to those who could be poor or rich. It doesn't apply to animals who don't have the ability to become rich.
What about somebody who is not poor? If you have a worker who's not poor, why would it apply? If they're reading into it
It's just saying someone who could be rich. That's the limitation, but it's not the reason for it. Tanakama, the Tanakama who says that these laws apply to animals, to hiring an animal. Hi, ki anihu mayavile. What is he darshan with the words ki anihu? So that's to teach you a different halacha. Humi boile, that's to tell you that if you have two workers, and you only have enough money to pay one, one is rich and one is poor, lack the money lashu, pay the poor one first. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, does he know that halacha that you're supposed to pay the poor worker first? Ahu, that's from the different pasuk. Lo sashok schir ani ve'evyon nafka. He learns it from the words, don't deny the wage of an ani or an evyon. So, ani first.
So Rabbi, is it distinguished between wages and when you rent utensils and something, you don't have to pay on time?
No, you have to pay on time. It's just not as many prohibitions on it. It doesn't have as many prohibitions.
So, for example, somebody has a donkey, and this is he makes his living through this.
Yeah.
So if you rent his donkey, you don't have to pay him on time?
You do have to pay. You just don't have as many prohibitions. Not as many prohibitions. Not as many averos. The Tanakama, another Tanakama who learns from Ki Ani. So what does he do with the Pasuk of Lo Sashok Sachir Ani Ve'evyon? He'll tell you, Chad Lahaktim Ani La'ashir. One Pasuk is to say that if you have two workers, one poor, one rich, pay the poor one first. V'chad Lahaktim Ani La'evyon. One is to tell you, pay the Ani before the Evyon. Utsui have to tell you both things. The Ashminan La'evyon. If you say you have to pay the Ani before the Evyon, I would say, Mishib Lo Kasif Le'mitbei. Because the Evyon is not embarrassed to ask for the wages. In other words, an Evyon is somebody who wants lots of things. Whereas the Ani, he's not embarrassed to ask for his things. The Ani is embarrassed to ask. The Evyon's not embarrassed to ask. So first give to the man who's embarrassed to ask before you give to the man who's poor. But he has, thankfully, no shame, so he's aggressively pursuing asking for people. So we need both. Yes, we need an Evyon. If we would have said that you give to an Ani before an Evyon, because I would say the Evyon's not embarrassed to pursue. I will ask you the cost of limit, but I might have thought that if you have two workers, one wealthy and one poor, since the wealthy is embarrassed to ask, aim low, maybe he doesn't come before the poor person. That's why you need the pasuk that an ani comes before the rich. If we would have told you that a poor person comes before the rich, I would say mishum lo tzarechle, because at the end of the day, the rich man, he doesn't need it as badly. Avol evyon de tzarechle, but an evyon who does need things badly, he's just aggressively pursuing them, aim low, so then I would think it would be different. So tzricha, that's what we needed, both cases. Ask Gemara, v'tana didan, now the Tana of our Mishnah, mamanav shach. Iyal of sachir, sachir, if he has the gzeira shav of sachir, sachir, afilu ger toshav nami, so then a ger toshav would have the law of bal talan, even a day laborer of a ger toshav, you can't delay the payments. Iyal of sachir, sachir, if he has the gzeira shav of sachir, sachir, then beim of a kelim inale. So then how does he know that the animals have the, if he doesn't learn sachir sachir, why did he say that the animals have bal talent? So lo elam lo yal of sachir sachir, he doesn't darshan sachir sachir. That's why the ger toshav is not included in bal talent. The shani hasam, but why are the animals yes included in bal talent? Amar kah, because the pasuk says v'lo talin pula sachir itcha ad boker. The Torah says in Vayikra, do not sleep over the work of the employee with you till the morning. Kol shapulasu itcha, whatever is with you, even the animals, you can't sleep till the morning. Yachi, so if you say anything with you, afilu ger toshav nami, the ger toshav is also with you. Amakra, the answer is the pasuk says, Re'acha, your friend. Re'acha, your friend, implying that not a ger toshav, he's not your friend. Yachi, if so, afilu beim levakelim nami, they're also not your friend. No, aksev itcha, but it says with you. So my royis l'rabos beim levakim lohotz ger toshav. So why do you use itcha to include animals, but to exclude a ger toshav? Mistabra, it makes sense. Beim levakim avalei l'rabos, we should include animals. Sheken yeshlan bichlal mamon reyacha, because they are included in the when in regards to money. They are included in it. But the property of a ger toshav is not the property of your friend. It's not reyacha. The Tanakama, whereas the Tanakama of me'achicha, ha-reyacha me'avile, what does he do from the word reyacha? It's for the following brisa. Reyacha v'lo amaleki. You have to pay your employee on time, who's your friend. but not if your employee is an Amalekite. One second, Amaleki miachicha nafka. The pasuk already said it has to be your brother. So chala mishra oshko. So one is to say I don't need to pay the Amaleki worker on time. Chala mishra gzelo. The other one is to say that I can even steal from the Amaleki. Tzricha, and I need both. Yashmin gzelo. If it would have just said theft, I would say mishim lo tarach bei, because you know maybe he didn't work for that, so I could steal it from him. Avaloshko, but to not pay him the tarakabe where he worked for me, Amalo, maybe I can't not pay him. Yes, Binan Oshkov would have told me I can delay paying him, Mishim Blo Asi the other, he never got it. Avogzelo, but when it's stealing from him to Asi the other, where it came to his hand, Amalo, maybe not. So Tzricha, I need to say both. One is allowed to steal from an Amaleki.
Look at